Welcome to He Changed the World from Forest Baptist Church, a series of talks about Jesus Christ from Mark's Gospel, recorded by me, David Last. Talk number 21, One More Thing, Mark chapter 6, verse 37 through to verse 46. Other people can be so demanding. Maybe you know that from work. Someone comes to you for help, you give it. Then they just need a bit more of your time. And so it goes on, until finally you think you've got rid of them, and you can get back to what you were doing. Then you hear the fateful words, "Oh, actually, just one more thing." Jesus has a gang of 12 men working for him. They've just completed an important project across their region. The plan then was to take a break from the crowds who want their help. But though they managed to slip away from the hordes, it didn't last long. A huge number ambushed them when their boat drew into shore. And Jesus didn't feel he could let these people down. They were so lost and aimless. So he spoke with the crowd all day. But now it's evening, and definitely time to stop. Jesus' team tell him so. He, however, turns to them and says, "Just one more thing." Our natural desire when we hear that phrase is to groan. Will it just be one or many more things? And does this one more thing really need doing? Often, the other person feels it's important, but we find it really isn't. It could have waited. Except that very occasionally, a moment appears when one more thing turns out to be so special that if we had said, "No, go away," we'd have really missed out. It's like football fans who leave the stadium at the 80th minute because their team is 2-0 down, only for their side to score 3 goals in the next 10 minutes. Jesus's one more thing is like that, but a bit grander. He tells his team to feed the people. Now, in itself, the idea appeals. It's impressive to have such a huge gathering with lots of exciting potential, but cater for a crowd this size? That's impossible. So Jesus's friends tell him to send the people away, to buy their own food. They don't have sufficient to hand around, and if they bought enough themselves, well, that would break the bank pretty quickly. Yet, Jesus won't drop the idea. "Just go and count the loaves," he says. So they do, and the answer is 5, with a couple of fish. Enough for the team to have a small meal, but not to feed this vast throng. And yet, Jesus presses the point. Why? Because he's seen he must grab and use this important situation. In life, we get points when events conspire together and we know we have to react to them with words or actions. God gives moments like that to us in regard to himself. For example, some occurrences in life trigger an automatic awareness of God within us. We could call it a God moment. It may be something good, leaving you flooded with gratitude. You want to thank somebody. It may be something bad, leaving you angry. You want to complain to somebody. But who is there to listen to your appreciation or your moaning? Who is it you're looking to talk to? The universe? Well, no, it doesn't care. So why do you feel this way? You're being pulled to react to God. It's a God moment. Well, Jesus knows that it's something like that for his disciples here. He's been watching events unfold. This crowd is unusual. They're behaving like an army who want to march to his orders. Earlier, he noted their desperation to find a leader and have someone to direct them. And they control themselves with discipline. They form smart groups of 50 and 100 when he tells them to sit down. These people would make Jesus their king. Then there's those 5 loaves when Jesus gets the disciples to count them. It's a number which resonates in the culture of the Jews. An ancient king, long dead but still loved, King David, once took 5 loaves from the holy tent of worship to feed his own men, his guards, his platoon. Now, as Jesus puts all this together, he knows that a special moment is being given to him for the taking. A moment in which he can show his disciples that he really is God's king, and with the very power of God at his fingertips. It's a God moment. And so Jesus is taking it. He says, okay, give me the 5 loaves and those 2 fish. And he takes them and he uses them to feed the whole crowd of 5,000 men. In fact, the food is so abundant, lots is left over. It's a miracle. It's an act of God. Jesus's one more thing turns out to be very significant for his men. A challenge to his team to see him for who he really is. But what do you think? Do you have a wry smile on your face at the idea of a miracle? Do you think, well, they're just fairy tales from ancient books? Or could it be that this world is way bigger than your little mind can see? That there is a God, and that this was a God moment to challenge Jesus' disciples, which was then written down to challenge you, to get you to ask the question, is God real? Is he found through Jesus? That's Jesus' claim. If you will come to him, he can make God known to you the way no one else can. Thanks for watching. Before the video ends, you've got a chance to hear the Bible passage just being read out. And as you listen, go on to ponder and even to pray to discover this God who can be found through Jesus Christ. And then do keep an eye out for the next video.
By this time, it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. This is a remote place, they said, and it's already very late. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat. But he answered, you give them something to eat. And they said to him, that would take 8 months of the man's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat? How many loaves do you have? He asked. Go and see. When they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of men who had eaten was 5,000. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to Bethsaida while he dismissed the crowd. After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray.